This is an interview for the Shoe Workers Oral History Project. The date is March 12, 2008. This is Andrea Lemieux, and today I'm interviewing Richard Labby at his house at Lamont Avenue in Lewiston. Is that correct?
Right.
And Richard, could you start by giving me your full name?
Richard A. Labby.
And where and when were you born?
1937, Lewiston, on Lincoln Street.
Okay. And your parents, were they born in this area too, or did they come from somewhere else?
My father came from Canada, and my mother came from Auburn.
And what did they do for a living?
My mother used to work in the mill, Bates Mill, Hill Mill. And my father worked at the shipyard, and he worked carpenter. Construction.
Yeah. Now, how many brothers and sisters did you have growing up?
I got one brother, two sisters. That's it.
So, what was Lewiston like and the Lincoln Street area like when you were growing up? In terms of what you do for fun and school and that sort of thing.
I didn't go to school on Lincoln Street. I went to school over here, Holy Family and Gaslin School, where the gas station is there on the corner of Sabatis and
yes.
Elizabeth Ann.
Yep. Jordan. Went to Jordan.
John School, Fry School.
Okay. So tell me, when did you begin to work in the shoe shops?
I was 16 years old. Worked at Cost Shoe. And I did all kinds of stuff over there. Tack puller, inner sole tacker. Long time ago.
16, that's young. Were there a lot your age starting in the shops
then?
Oh,
yeah. If you didn't want to go to school, you had to go to work.
Yeah.
And the pay was 75 cents an hour.
And this is in 1950s.
In the 50s.
Was that good?
It didn't cost as much as today. You brought a pay $26 a week, take home.
Now, where was Cost Shoe located?
Right across Village Inn, where the old Jimmy's Diner used to be, over there.
Oh, so that was a shoe shop.
It's still up there.
Oh.
But I don't know what's going on now.
Right.
And then I worked at Wooden Smith. That was a heel factory where they used to make heels for loafers for women, I guess. Used to be a slugger over there. The wedge was cut in half, had two-tone leather, and you had to push it in. Special tool.
Okay. And that was called a slugger?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Now, how long did you stay doing that?
Not too long.
No, it wasn't fun.
No, it was all right. The job was all right, but I wanted to improve myself, make more money.
Right. So how did you go about doing that?
Get fired, go to another job, and if you like it, you stay. If you don't like it, get out.
Right. So that's how you did it. And so where did you go after that?
I went to Beckerman, Beckerman Shoe. I went to Wooden Smith. I went to Belgrade. That's where I started the hand sew. And they used to have pre-punch shoes. Mm-hmm. The holes were already made. After that, I got laid off over there. And I went to Commonwealth at the Continental Mill. That's where you had to punch your own hole, hand sewing. Then I went to other shoe shop. Then I started to go construction. And I worked at the mill, Bates Mill, Hill Mill. Then I guess that was it.
Yeah. Did you make friends working in the shoe shop? Like, was
it, a lot of them.
Because I hear that people really had a social connection with others that they worked with at the shoe shop.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. A lot of them, they died and lost track of them. Mm-hmm. A lot of them moved out of the state.
But when you worked at the shoe shops, would you go out and socialize with the people you worked with after work?
Once in a while.
Yeah. Now, I understand that boxing is something that is part of your family.
My father grew in Canada, and they had 22 kids, 11 boys, 11 girls. And I met 19 of them because some of them died at birth. Mm-hmm. And 5 of them were professional boxers.
In Canada?
And in the U.S.
Okay.
My grandfather had a beer joint on Lincoln Street, 185 Lincoln Street. And I guess that's where they started to box, in the gym downstairs. So, my Uncle Paul Jr., my Uncle Jack, my Uncle Red, and my Uncle Dominic, and my father, K.O. Labby, K.O. Arthur Labby, that was my father. Now they're all dead, all of them.
Now, what did the K.O. stand for?
Knockout.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh, wow. So you had a strong family in the community. So did they have, like, boxing matches and things?
I was a little bit too... I seen my father fought a couple of times. I was less than 5 years old. And I remember just a little bit. And my father stopped boxing in 1940. So.
Your uncle was.
And I was born in 37. So. I wasn't too old.
Right.
So.
So did it keep going? Did other boxers come in? I mean.
Oh, yeah. The 40s, there was a lot of them around here. But after that, it just died down. Like anything else.
Yeah, Uncle Paul, who did he fight?
Oh, Henry Armstrong. Mm-hmm. In the 40s, he fought twice. And if you want to see a lot of boxing pictures, you go to Graziano.
Oh, yeah.
In Lisbon.
Yeah.
All of them are there. Hanging up on the wall.
So can you tell me a little bit about the different types of work you did in the shoe shops? What were the different processes? I know you talked about...
I did a lot of them. I did the shoe laying. I did the...
And what's that?
You get a machine. You put the shoe on before the sole. Then it presses it and it seals it. And I did cementing the sole, pass it to the sole layer. I did hand sewing. I did tack pulling. Cripple running. You get a cripple, a shoe that got lost. You got to find the match. So I had to go and I did all kinds of jobs. Over 100, but I don't remember now.
Yeah. And then you left the shoe shops to go into construction?
Construction.
And that's what you did for the rest of your career?
No, I went to Bath Ironwork. I worked there for 22 years as a sheet metal. And I retired 8 years ago. I guess I'm all done now.
Do you have any stories of things that happened when you worked in the shoe shops? I don't.
All kinds of them, but I wouldn't tell them all that.
No, there's no. None.
You guys used to have parties.
Oh, Christmas. We used to have party, Christmas party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We used to go at the Royal Hotel, a kind of Chestnut and Lincoln Street,
yeah,
right across FX Marcotte Furniture Store.
Yeah.
We had parties over there, parties in the beer joint.
Well, is there anything I haven't asked you about your time in the shoe shops that you think we should talk about?
No, I guess that's it.
Okay. I thank you very much.
No problem.